Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, Joe, no way we're going to top that, right?
That's right. That was, what a story.
Unbelievable. Now you have that kind of cool story for the rest of your life. And, I mean, that's you get to tell your kids that. Your son has that for the rest of his life. I mean, there is something kind of cool. I mean, it worked out at the end, and now you have this where it's like, yeah, almost. We actually didn't make it. We were on the road, you know, and it's one of those. It's kind of like when you hear, oh, yeah, it was the police officer helped us on the side of the road. This, a little bit different. So, they were able to pull right in, and boom, there it is.
I wonder what kind of car it was, though, because I think you have to make that the middle name.
Right? So this baby's name is Kai. So it's like Kai LeSabre, and then whatever the last name is.
Exactly. Whatever the car is, I think should be the middle name, a shout out. You know, they do that when like a police officer, as you mentioned, helps with a delivery. The car played a big role in this birth, and I think the child needs to, for their entire life, carry around the name of the car.
Enough room for four people in the front, as we found out. You know, they had never tested that out before. But they found that out.
By the way,
you
brought up those cars. My grandparents, both sets of grandparents, at one point had the car with the middle seat in the front, and I always felt like royalty when they let me sit in the middle seat up front.
It was cool cruising.
Yeah,
my wife's old, first car had an old Taurus.
Oh wow,
is Taurus a good middle name?
Yeah,
Taurus could work.
Taurus was a good car.
But it had it wasn't a true bench seat, but it had the middle armrest you could fold up and turn it into. It had a seatbelt in the middle the third seat. So you're driving, you could get real close to whoever you're with driving around that car.
I remember that. It could be the middle if you wanted just your old school car middle, or you throw it up in there. A third seat appears in your car. Very 90s.
That's really, Joe, you read so much online, and it's all people wondering, what's happened to the youth of today? You know, why aren't people getting married? You know, why aren't people having relationships, having kids, the way they did however many years ago? And people always want to point to, no one's getting the jobs that people were getting. You know, you're not making enough money. Things cost so much more. You're not buying a house at, 18, 19 years old like you were back in the 50s. And, so people are kind of starting a little bit later and this and that. And you have all these excuses. Joe, all of that gets thrown out the window. The real reason why is because now we have bucket seats in the front of the car.
That's right.
And you don't have that bench seat to go riding around and have somebody right next to you so you can put your arm around. I mean, how many relationships started with just the arm around on the bench seat?
That's right.
And you, one hand on the wheel, left hand on the wheel, right hand around whoever you're sitting next to.
Yep.
And then things go from there. That is what led to the population boom in America in the 50s. And it's why we don't have it right now, because every car's got two bucket seats. You're so far away, you can't do any of that.
It's an uncomfortable distance. And let me tell you, Brian, you're telling me you couldn't get Oh, my airbag. Oh, my gosh. Airbag behind the radio. Let's go. The technology is there.
The airbag. The whole radio just hits you in the face. Well, the airbag's behind it, but like the knob, like hitting you right in the eye.
Hey, but at least the airbag deployed, right?
Yeah, it worked. Bring back the bench seat. That's what you need to, we can, you know, relive those old times. But that is amazing. Is there a car that has, like, a name that would make a good middle name?
Ooh. I was trying to think of that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Beamer's a great name, but it's a good last name.
I'm like, what? That's not a car. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is a car. No, it'd be a BMW. Well, you could have the initials be BMW.
That's right, if your last name's W.
Yeah, if the last name, I mean, if it worked out that way. You know, Jetta, is Jetta a good?
That's a good middle name. Cars. I've always thought, you know, maybe I didn't do this with my child, but I've always thought, middle name, you want the questions, right? Because anytime I say my son's middle name, you know, oh, what's the significance? You know what I mean? Like, so maybe just have something kind of funky out there, and there's a whole story. It's a conversation piece, the middle name.
That is something. You know, it's fun. Like, both of my sons' middle names are for their great-grandfathers. But, you know, I never use their middle name, like, ever.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, calling it out. I mean, well, now the three-year-old will use the middle name, calling it out a little bit more, right? But we don't really, I don't know how many people know their middle names. I just, it never gets any use. That's what my wife was big on, like, all right, we have to pick, you know, a good middle name. And I was more on the fence of, like, you could literally have their middle name be anything. You never use it.
Because after a certain age, they'll never hear it. You're right. I mean, I heard Joseph Douglas Beamer a lot growing up because I was getting into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But after a certain age, you know, I'm not even sure my wife knew my middle name until, you know, she had to see it on the marriage certificate. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes out of style after a certain age.
Is that how it went at the altar, where it, like, the minister says your middle name and your wife just has this look on her face like, huh?
Who?
Okay. Never knew that. That's not bad. I guess that plays. We'll do that.
Hey, Brian, I gotta tell you, I am beyond nervous today. You know, we've talked about lack of going to the doctor's office. This has been a conversation point for us. And speaking of the hospital,
it's being a man.
Yeah, speaking of the hospital, you know, and having the child in the parking lot here, I have to go back to the dermatologist today because 2 months ago they did a procedure and it didn't take. So now I have to go back. The same spot is still on my leg, and I'm freaking out just a little bit ahead of this appointment.
I'm here to calm your nerves.
Oh, thank you.
You know, what's there to freak out about? You've done it once, they'll do it again. And then maybe you have to do it two more times. Let's hope they do it right this time.
But do you ever have that fear that maybe it's not what they think it is and this could be something more severe? Like, this is what's going on in my head. That I, you know, and not that I don't trust my doctors, but I'm starting to question. It's been 8 weeks. The spot's still there. Is this something more serious that has been on my leg since the blizzard? You know, I mean,
that's a long time.
Exactly, Brian.
I'd probably forget about it. I'm the opposite of that, Joe. Like, I mean, you know me. Like, how long did I have shingles for before I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor here?
That's true. You thought it was an eye problem.
Well, that was separate, I think.
Oh.
I thought it was razor burn.
That's right.
and it took me until the only reason I went was because I was looking at the calendar, and I'm like, all right, we only have like 2 weeks left on the good insurance before we're switching back to the old stuff. And that's what got me out the door in the first place. So I'm the opposite of that kind of way of thinking.
Well, I wish I was. I wish I was, because like I said, I don't go to the doctor often, right? I just now started going once a year. But when I see something and, you know, I go on Google and get pictures of, you know, skin cancer, I'm matching my leg up to the Google search, I start freaking out.
You're holding your leg up on the desk next to the computer screen?
No, I'm on my phone Googling, and I'm holding up my phone to the spot on my leg.
Well, you know, hopefully whatever they're doing takes. I've never heard that at a dermatologist's office, though, before. It didn't take.
It didn't take.
Like, that's not a... Right?
No, you don't want to hear that. No.
Not just like you don't want it, but like you don't really hear that.
No, because
like
usually...
It didn't take. Usually you're slicing something off, right?
Exactly. And that's what I thought was going to happen with this. They would slice it right off. Because the whole thing is, it will scab up, but it won't completely go away. And it's been doing that since December. And so they did some, you know, the thing where they put that really cold spray on it. And they said that will work it off in 8 weeks. Well, it hasn't worked it off. So I'm wondering, is today now, as you said, Brian, is this the scrape off? Because, I mean, that's another... there's just so many negatives about this appointment that I'm dreading.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. You got to think in the positive. I mean, you know, they might have to bring out the Kramer deli slicer.
You're not taking a slicer to my boss?
But that's... but I thought that was the only tool they had in the... I'm pleased to know... Another option.
Oh, the cold spray.
I thought everything was immediately just,
well,
we're taking out the scalpel.
But here's the thing. They had to take a piece of it to get the biopsy, right, before they did the cold spray. So this has been already...
Well, you take all of it.
Exactly. It's already been cut at. The middle of it's already been cut out and sent for a biopsy to a laboratory. So there's been some chopping as well as the freeze spray.
So, well, you're doing the get me the allopsy.
Yeah, right. Just to get it all off.
The all offsy.
You've got me numb down there. Let's just get everything going.
I think you'll be okay, Joe. But now you're setting yourself up for the you're gonna have to fill me in the morning.
Oh, I know. I mean, but since vacation ended yesterday evening, this is all that's been on my mind. Well, I forgot for like 10 minutes I had a kid, and then this is all that's been on my mind.
Yeah.
You ever do that from your first trip?
That.
Your first trip, you get home, you're like, oh, I'm going to take a nap. We're going to be great. Oh, that's right.
Can't say that it has.
Oh.
But, hey, to each their own. A couple things in the news. Well, I mean, really, there's only one thing in the news, and then by extension, this other thing is the 33 Project, Joe. There's a couple of public meetings happening today, which this project is apparently not just going forward. Which is something that, I mean, let me ask you, is there still that Western New York doubt in your mind that this will ever actually happen?
I mean, when we talk about the 198, yes. The 33 seems to be more of a state issue. They're the ones that really are taking the lead on this. The 198, I still believe in a decade, we'll be talking about what to do with the 198. I have no... thought that that will go anywhere except for just talk. Am I allowed to split the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still, when it comes to this 33 project, I still find myself going, I'll believe it when I see it a little bit. But when it comes to the project, there maybe it will happen because they're talking about doing even more. And this is what's going to be presented a little bit later on today. Nearby communities. So this section of the 33, not long, about 3/4 of a mile, running from the Science Museum up, that would be down south from the Science Museum. Or wait, no, up north from the Science Museum, about 3/4 of a mile. I'm looking at it sideways. I have to rearrange my map here. But in that surrounding area... Yesterday, they said from High Street to Northland Avenue, full milling and paving in the surrounding neighborhoods, curb replacements, new traffic lights, new sidewalks, driveway apron replacement, replacing street lights, doing some landscaping on the street and sidewalks, all those new sidewalks, a roundabout or two as well on Best Street. And Joe, I'm looking at everything that they announced yesterday and thinking, why isn't that the billion-dollar project?
Yeah, that's the project. Get rid of the roof. That's the project. Cleaning up the street, cleaning up, you know, all these issues that you brought up, and making it, I don't know, you would think that's first, right? Forget the roof. This is first. Let's not have, you know, sidewalk missing, all, you know, potholes everywhere. Let's clean up that first.
Like, take that idea and expand it well beyond like this area around the third, like expand, do the entire East Side for $1 billion. We're doing this in, you know, a surrounding neighborhood, which is, I mean, it's pretty significant, the amount, if I'm looking at on either side of the 33. Let's see, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's about 10 blocks or so that you're going to be doing new ramp upgrades to make everything ADA accessible. That driveway apron replacement, that's a big one. But the sidewalks, traffic lights, like all, it's going to look beautiful on the roads. Why not expand that? I can't believe that somebody's saying, as they're proposing this, like, hang on a second, because this is what you pay taxes for, right?
Right.
For stuff like this to be done. Like, this is what you want. Roads to be fully paved.
Yes.
Sidewalks to look nice.
Yes.
Everything to look nice from
the
curb on.
You don't want to be tripping over the sidewalk.
No.
Yeah.
Why not do this? Like, forget the roof on the 33.
Take the roof money and do this throughout the city.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, because this is stuff, if you said we're spending $1 billion on the things you just mentioned, I don't think you have any pushback.
No.
Because if you, most people would say, yes, do that in front of my house as well, please. You know, bring that to me as well.
I think people might have already assumed that this was in the plan. Isn't this supposed to be already in the works?
Well,
right?
With $1 billion, hear about, I think.
You hear about, all right, we're paving the road. And I like my initial reaction is like, all right, good. And then my secondary reaction would be, well, yeah. Like, isn't that what I pay taxes for? Isn't that, shouldn't that have happened a while ago? Like, is this a big announcement that we're getting, you know, the road all together? And if we have $1 billion set aside for this one project, should we not take that and expand this idea of, you know, completely transforming the infrastructure of the communities, and not by building something new or covering the roadway, but by just simply repairing what's already there?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be looking at that and saying this is the best way to spend the money? I this whole time the 33 project has been out there, I think I'm not alone in looking at it and seeing the proposal, and even without the dollar amount, even without the $1 billion price tag, hearing the talk, and it's, Joe, I've talked about this, I usually bring up the grain silo across from Canal Side. Like, stop overselling me. Hearing the talk that we are going to transform communities by simply covering up the 33, and my attitude has always been, can we get real for a second? Yes, it'll be nice. Yes, to everyone whose house looks over the 33 right now, it's going to be a dramatic improvement. But aside from that, we're not transforming the entire city of Buffalo, or at least I can't picture that happening. This would.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could put this list out through not just Buffalo, Brian, Western New York, and say, we're doing 10 blocks a summer. You know, I mean, I think everyone would cheer that on. They might want a little quicker than 10 a summer, but you get what I'm saying.
I think you're spot on. I think this news is welcome. And I feel like if you ask people when these meetings start about an hour and a half or so from right now down in that area, you know, what is going to make a greater impact, the covering of the 33 or all of these improvements that were announced yesterday to your street that lives by it, I think that gets the vote as to what is going to make a greater impact at the end of the day.
Oh, 100%.
But that might just be me. 803-0930 to call in.
By the way, with all that said, I still believe nothing will happen on the 198. I just want to make sure that is out there.
So that, you know, brings up the second part of this. There is $1 billion being spent. It is being spent on this 33 project. Should it be spent on the 198? That road has been in limbo for 8 years since a fatal accident. And nothing has really been, I guess things have been decided, but nothing's been done to further what was started 8 years ago. Should that be the top priority? What has the greater impact across Western New York in terms of where the money is spent? Is it on the 33 or is it on the 198? And Joe, I know you have some thoughts on this, and we'll hear that and hopefully hear from you. 803-0930 when we come back. Be Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. And Joe, I'm glad to have you back after a couple of days off.
Yeah, glad to be back.
You were in Nashville.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it seems like a fun town.
It was. You know, we went there for our honeymoon last February 22. We're there this weekend for a bachelor-bachelorette joint party. And it was very fun. It was a nice, fun, and relaxing weekend. I caught up on some sleep.
Nice. On our text board, a lot of people were chiming in with what would be a car name that might make a good middle name. Lincoln.
Lincoln works.
I mean, that's like the perfect one, right?
Yeah.
Lincoln would work. Somebody else saying Sierra. I guess that's more of a girl's name, probably, right?
Yeah, Sierra's a name, though, so that would work.
It kind of works. Atlas, maybe. Mercedes, I see people with that name. What is the combination of best car name that is both would make a good name and would be the best car to have your baby in by accident?
Ooh.
I think Ford is up. I mean, Ford was, you know, Ford Motor Company was named after Mr. Ford. And also, you don't necessarily want to be having to clean up your Lincoln after that, right? Like, Ford is maybe the best healthy medium.
What is the car that was really popular in the 90s and early 2000s with the middle seat? The old car, it was as big as a boat. Grand something. You know the car I'm talking
90s
about?
90s and 2000s.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I thought I had it on the tip of my tongue.
I feel like 2000s, they were like a sedan that was big. I don't think that's a 2000s. They started to get really smaller, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about like one that was really big and had the bench seat in the front.
Maybe it was when they brought back the Impala. That was a pretty big sedan the way they brought it back, right?
Yeah. This was, everyone had one. It looked like a big police car.
What's the police car? Oh my goodness. They've been off the road for now for 6 years, and
yes.
I already forget the name. Oh my goodness.
It was Grand Something, Jimmy. It was Grand Something, because Jimmy said Grand Am. It was Grand Something.
Oh, Pontiac Grand Am is, that's not the police car, though.
No.
If you're thinking of the police car, oh man. There's going to be a million people. Someone said Grand Marquis. Is that what you're thinking of? That was a Mercury, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, guys. I should have brought it to the table. I thought I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, you don't. Well, now I'm like, you put me on the spot with what the cop car
is. Oh, wait a minute. Grand Marquis is the one I was thinking of. Grand Marquis. A Mercury Grand Marquis. That was the car.
Yes. And a Crown Vic is the cop car.
Crown Vic. Those are the two. They actually look very similar, by the way. They were big cars, popular with an older age group, and had the bench seats.
Was the Mercury supposed to be like the luxury version of Ford?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah.
I never really... Did they ever get that reputation back? I mean, they're not here anymore, so maybe that tells me all I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, when it came to Mercury, I'd always just look and go, oh, that's a Ford Explorer with a Mercury badge.
Right, like, that was the problem. They were all the same. Like, at least the Volkswagens and Audis, they look a little different from the outside, even though
yes.
they're the same thing.
Yes.
The Ford Mercury was...
Never.
I mean, it was a different paint and a different badge. And maybe instead of, like, just the cloth interior in the Ford, you had that, like, velour... Like, what was that interior? You know what I'm talking about? That, like, plush?
Yeah. My parents' car had it in the 90s. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Where you look back now and it's like, why did anybody think this was a good idea for a car? Especially, like, if you had kids and that type of interior. Like, there's no getting out of, you know, one Chewy bar falls on the seat. And that thing is crusted over for the rest of time.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you're not getting that out.
The detail work to take out some of those things out of that, like, velour, whatever it is, seat that everyone thought was a good idea back in, I mean, that was like a 90s thing. That wasn't even all that long ago. I don't get where all of that was. And now all police cars are. Do you find yourself, Joe, when you're driving around the Ford Explorer? So the Crown Vic was it was the police car. Nobody had a Crown Vic. Like, so you might have had a Grand Marquis, but if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you could tell the difference between, like, the town car, the Grand Marquis, and the Crown Vic. Like, it had a distinct look.
Yes,
to it.
Yes.
Now, all of the police cars are Ford, although I have seen a couple Chevys. In like the past couple of weeks here, that might be new, but now all
Chevy
the police,
trying to get Ford off the force.
I think so. I mean, there's a couple of police departments at least testing them out. But the Ford Explorer is not only a police car, but it's a pretty popular SUV in its own right. Like, and a lot of people drive them.
This is what bothers me. Is you should not be able to drive the police car, okay?
Yeah.
Because now I'm slowing down for, you know, you when I think you're a cop. Now, maybe that's good, but it's police should have a distinctive car. Not everyone on the road should blend in with the police. Maybe that's the complete opposite of what they want.
You can actually buy the, you know, enforcement version of the Ford Explorer.
See, that's crazy.
To yourself.
That's crazy.
I agree with you. It looks too much like it. So now every Ford Explorer you see, I'm always like, eh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know. And now it might have to be like the Tahoe, too. The Chargers, the Dodge Chargers that some, I think, state troopers drive those and maybe a couple of other police departments, they look different enough with the light bar and everything.
Yeah.
You don't really see like a roof rack on a Charger. Driving around that you might on an Explorer.
I do bet, though, like if you got into one of those police cars that are given to the forces, they probably accelerate a lot quicker.
You'd hope.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They've got to have something to them.
I've heard, you know, in some, I don't want to call anyone out. I've heard in some that, especially in the snow, maybe not so much for some of the recent cars in like the last decade or
Ooh.
So, but that might be a different story down the line. John in Lockport, you're on WBEN. John, you have one of these marquees. Did it have that that velour interior that we were talking about?
Yes, it did. It was a dark gray, and the interior was dark velour, bench in the front, obviously bench in the back, and that was I was super happy. I think I was, I don't know, 15 or 16 when my parents got that car. We came out of a Pontiac Woody station wagon, and I was getting my driver's license. So I was very excited because I was no longer driving around in a station wagon. But this car was a boat, a big boat, and it was fast. It was fast. I would drop my friends off, you know, I was 16, whatever I was, at their places and, you know, floor it, and that thing would do burnouts for 5, 6, 7 seconds. It was crazy powerful.
I mean, that's cool. That's a cool car, though. Like, all these old cars that are You know, it's like the B-52s. They're Chrysler's as big as a whale. And you drive them around. And yes. I think about this, John, that you had to take your driver's test with this, and they would make you parallel park this thing that yes. is like the biggest thing in the yes. world. And now everyone's driving these tiny little sedans. They got a backup camera, and they still can't do it.
It's funny you say that, because I work in the automobile business. So we learned to back up the car. My father taught me, whenever you back up a vehicle, your rear views are great, but your side view mirror is what you want to do. Because we lived in a big old English Tudor, and the driveway was right next to the passenger side of the house as you backed up. And he taught me to keep that gap, when you're looking at your side view mirror, the gap between the car and the house. It was a brick house. If you hit it, you're going to damage the car. And just keep that 1 or 2 inch gap. If you just keep that and look in the mirror, don't look behind you, you know what I mean, how to back up in tight places. And that taught us, me and my sisters, how to parallel park, because you had to use the mirrors. Otherwise, that big boat was going to hit something. And, it was a huge car. It was just a big car. Super fun.
I mean, it sounds like it. Hey, John, thanks so much for the call. You think about that, Joe, because I think about it because I see on my street, I live near where some people take their driver's exams. So I get
That's
people
scary.
Practicing parallel parking. If there's ever a car parked in front of my house, I'll sit there on the porch, you know, before I ripped the entire thing up the other day and just like, you know, stare daggers into all the kids trying to parallel park. And two things always cross my mind. Like, one is, wow, everyone's having a real hard time with this. Two is that how can you teach somebody to parallel park on one car? Like, I get that that's like the beginner's thing, but for your driver's test,
it should be between two?
Yeah, like that's the hard part.
Not as easy to find.
Do behind one car.
Yeah, but not as easy to find when, you know, it's not like the instructors are setting it up.
They should.
They should, yes. I'll tell you this. I have never been a good parallel parker, and it's all been thanks to the cameras. And I still look back to my driver's ed, you know, test 20 years ago and still cannot believe that without a camera, I got it on the first try. Was never able to do it again until I got a backup cam.
I was always, I think that's why my wife married me, actually. Like, that was my one skill in life.
Parallel parker?
I drove her car, parallel parked that old Taurus. With her right next to me.
Oh, man.
One hand on the wheel, one arm around her.
I mean, I can't let this guy go.
Right in between two cars. And that was it.
Yeah.
It was that, and she said yes right after. All right, Joe, we were talking about the 198 and the 33. And this a big push. There's meetings today on the 33 project. There's this big push to have this billion-dollar project to put a cover over what amounts to really three-quarters of a mile of the 33. And I'm wondering, because it is a state-run project, and it brings up another state-run project, and that was to redesign the 198 that is completely stalled. I mean, it's gone nowhere. It's they began to do things, the plans got thrown out the window, and now nothing's happened. And for 8 years, that road has been in a state of limbo. And it doesn't really seem, I mean, they're talking like they have the plan now, that it's going to be complete, but all the momentum seems to be going behind this 33 project. And Joe, I have to think, if you live right by the 198 or you take that every day, you're kind of thinking, hey, what about us?
Yeah, well, think about the last decade. I mean, you've heard everything about the 198, to the point where, Brian, we had Congressman Higgins on this show, what, a year ago, talk about completely getting rid of the 198. That was, I mean, there's just so much. There are people who, A, don't care, and then there are people who, I take it to work every day, I need it, and there are people who want it to be completely gotten rid of, and I think that's the issue. There are so many different opinions on the 198. Now, Brian, you know, for the longest time I was, hey, get it back to 50, let's go. But, you know, I've compromised. Let's go to 45, and let's just have the idea to deter traffic off the 198 does not make sense, and it's almost to the point where it will not work. All right, you have Parkside, which I lived off of Parkside for 2 years. The idea of the cars from the 198 driving down Little Parkside, which can barely get the cars on it now. I mean, there is no other route for the 198. So I think that's the problem. There are a lot of people that want to do a lot of things, but there's not much agreement on what to do with the 198. That's at least from the outside looking in, Brian.
Well
how
now
I see
there
it.
Is. Like, now they have the plan. Like, the plan is to make a boulevard or a parkway, or, you know, what I guess you would call it a parkway. That is the plan that's in place. The question is, all right, like, when are we going to see movement on that plan and on that idea? And, I mean, it seems to be slowly moving forward. Like, okay, we
right.
have the final idea of what it's going to be. But when are we going to see the actual, you know,
well,
okay, let's get it going here? Because it seems to be moving at a much slower pace. Meanwhile, this 33 project has all the momentum behind it for some reason. And here's why I can't figure it out, Joe. Because the differences between the two are... The 33, as it stands right now, is moving. Right? Like, the road itself, after the project, is still going to be the same as
yes.
it is right now. And right now, traffic is moving through. The 198 project, you have right now a road that is, to some people, and I'll raise my hand here, just unusable. Because it's in limbo, as I've been saying all morning long. Shouldn't that take precedence over this 33 project, because you've started this project, you've hung it out to dry, and now you're waiting even longer? You're going to do something else before you return and kind of fix the mess that you created on the 198.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like an idiot. The reason it's taken so long is because of all the disagreement. You're right, there is a plan in place now. But from the beginning, Brian, this was the 33 project. You know what I mean? Like, it has been the same idea since day one. And the people who are on board with it are on board with the plan 100%. Does that make sense? And I think that's why the 33 project has been moving along so quickly. But to the people who live by the 198, to the people who have to take it to work on a regular basis, the 198 project is very important to them.
Are there really more people on board with the 33 project than there are with the 198 project, do you
think? I think people who are involved in the project... From day one, I'm talking elected leaders, from day one have been in on the original project, or the one that we all saw. The 198, if you remember, as we talked about, for years, it was different ideas. It was, no, not this, we want this. And I think that's why there was such a delay on the 198. Again, I still don't think anything will happen on the 198. I think in 10 years, you and I will still be having this conversation.
There has been a distinct, unified voice. I want to say it's a small voice, but it has been, you know, to your point, Joe, when it comes to this project on the 33, there has been one idea, one thing that people want. I don't think it's a ton of people, but it has been very direct, and
yes.
that is to have this cover over. I mean, they kicked around a couple ideas, but at the end of the day, what they wanted was a cover over the 33 to, you know, quote-unquote, restore the park. And I think you're right where that direction, even though the impact I don't think would be the same as if they went ahead and did something with the 198, because there has been this sole focus, it appears that the project's going to actually get done, or at least it's moving in that direction, as opposed to fixing. That's the point I can't really rationalize in my head, Joe, is they started work on the 198. Then they dropped. It's like me. I got my front porch right now. It's completely torn up. And it's like if I went, okay, phase one is complete. And then 8 years later, it still looks the same. And I haven't, you know, put a single decking board like back on the frame. And I'm just leaving it there and, you know, say, well, I'm still deciding. Do I want composite? Do I want pressure treated? Do, you know, maybe I want to add something over here.
And you have three different types on the porch.
Yeah. But you decide that before you start digging. Once you start digging it up, I told my neighbor, I'm like, well, there's no turning back now.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing something and we're doing it now because you have to. And that's what the 198 is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Brian, we will wait to see. Which project gets done. I think we know which one will get done first, and we'll continue following that. We've got to actually get out.
I don't know. I'm on the fence, Joe.
No, I'm not. The 33 project will get done with time to spare. I'm calling it right now.
We might have to bet on that. That'd be a fun one.
All right. I'm all set. We have to get out of here. David Bellavia is up next. B-Maz and Beamer, back tomorrow.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.